I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. It was during his time in the forests of northern New Mexico that Aldo Leopold first formulated his pioneering ideas about the environment. And New Mexico continues that kinship with the great conservationist by a statewide program that engages young people in ecological issues. The Aldo Leopold Writing Contest culminates as part of a special Leopold event this month in Albuquerque. The program was founded by designer and environmentalist Anthony Anella. Tony, welcome.
Thank you.
Who are the young people this writing contest reaches out to?
It's for 6th through 12th grade students, and we've had winners from all over the state. This year, there's someone from Silver City, from Santa Fe, and from Albuquerque High School. There are cash prizes for three different categories, 6 to 7, 8 to 9, and then 10 through 12. It's $500 each. We hope that will go towards college tuition or whatever meaningful way they want to spend it.
You ask these contestants to write in response to a particular question.
Yes. This year, the question was inspired by something Leopold wrote. There are two things that interest me: the relation of people to each other and the relation of people to the land. So this year's question is, how is the way people treat each other related to the way people treat the land?
Obviously, style, clarity of writing are considerations. But what are you looking for in terms of content, Tony?
First of all, that there be a familiarity with Aldo Leopold's land ethic, which he expressed in his classic book, A Sand County Almanac. We believe that building on Leopold's legacy as a writer, one of the most effective things we can do is inspire and encourage students who, by virtue of their writing talent, have the potential to influence the way our culture thinks about its relationship to nature.
Why was it important for you, Tony, to include young people in the overall mission of the Aldo Leopold Writing Program?
I think it gives voice to the people who have the most moral authority to be talking about this, the environmental issues related to human-caused climate change, because they are the ones that are going to suffer the consequences of our generation's inaction. So that's the reason it's important to engage with them. And it's important that young people think about these issues.
Have you found in your experience of doing this writing contest, which has been going on now for how many years? Nine years.
It began in 2009 with the Aldo Leopold Centennial Celebration, which celebrated Leopold's arrival in 1909.
To New Mexico. Have you found over these 9 years that young people need to be encouraged to address issues of the environment, or are they already aware?
That's a very good question, and I can't answer that. I would like to think that they are interested in it for more than just the cash prize. And I might add that another reason that I think the Aldo Leopold Writing Contest is so effective is because of the number of people it touches. It's a student who has the initiative to enter the contest, that student's peers, that student's teacher, that student's parents, that student's siblings, that student's grandparents, and that student's larger communities.
Is there a way for the general public in New Mexico to access these essays and get a chance to read them?
Yes. We are in the process of putting up our website, leopoldwritingprogram.org, and those essays, with the permission of the students, will be posted on the website. But then the students will be reading their essays at the first annual Leopold Lecture at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on April 23rd, the day after Earth Day, featuring author Barry Lopez. And in fact, Mr. Lopez will be giving the awards to these students, which sort of completes the circle. The Aldo Leopold Writing Contest is part of three programs that are under the Leopold Writing Program. The first is for, as I mentioned, students in grades 6 or 12. Then we have the Aldo and Estela Leopold Residency in Tres Piedras, New Mexico, in Mi Casita, which was the first home that Aldo and Estela lived in 1912 when they were first married. And that's for emerging and up to mid-career professional writers. That's that mid-range writer. And then we have the distinguished writer, Mr. Lopez, this year. Then to complete the circle, he'll be giving the awards and hopefully inspiring the 6th or 12th grade students.
You grew up in New Mexico, Tony. Did you encounter, as a young person, Aldo Leopold's writing?
I'm a Johnny-come-lately to Aldo Leopold. I first read him in 1998. I had heard of him before, but I never took the time to read him. But something that is profoundly important in my own life is the outdoors, nature. And as an architect, when I read Aldo Leopold's Land Ethic, it gave me a hook to hang my hat on. And that ethic is examine each question in terms of what is ethically and aesthetically right, as well as what is economically expedient. A thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, stability, and beauty of the biotic community. It is wrong when it tends otherwise. So the very fact that he used aesthetics and beauty in his articulation of a land ethic resonated with me as an architect.
Anthony Anella founded the Aldo Leopold Writing Program. Young winners of the program's writing contest will be honored by author Barry Lopez when Lopez gives the first annual Leopold Lecture on April 23rd in Albuquerque. It's free to the public. For information, visit leopoldwritingprogram.org. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.